Los Angeles was going to hell. People from everywhere else in the country had been saying that for years, of course. They gasped in fear at the helter-skelter 60s, raised their eyebrows when teased hair, pleather, and loud music took over the Sunset Strip in the 80s, and shook their heads at the 90s riots. And that was all before reality TV. They said too much sunshine soaked into people's brains and addled them. Or maybe it was the Botox. Or the traffic. The city was home to gangs, vegan cleanses, Lindsay Lohan. One day the whole place would break away and sink right into the Pacific Ocean, and good riddance. It was all falling apart anyway. Shannon May had heard all that and more her whole life, but never had any reason to take it seriously. Until now. Shannon's best friend, Liv Phillips, had been gone for 24 hours, and in that time, their hometown had taken a serious left turn into the crazy. For a solid chunk of those 24 hours, Shannon had been holed up at the West Los Angeles Medical Center, staking out the room of a strange, mostly unpleasant boy, and watching the city outside turn to chaos. For the 20th time that day, Shannon parted the blinds in the tiny hospital room and looked out the window. In late August in Los Angeles, the sky should have been a deep, clear, but still familiar and unremarkable, blue, maybe dotted here and there with wispy white clouds. But this sky wasn't the one Shannon knew. For one thing, it was orange, and not the bright technicolor orange of sunrises and sunsets, but a sickly brownish orange, thick with rust-colored clouds. It looked angry. And the people in the city sprawled out beneath it gazed up, helplessly, at a sky that had turned on them like a loyal dog suddenly gone feral. What else could they do? Run? How could you run from the sky? And that wasn't the only thing going wrong. After a large earthquake the day before, one Shannon knew had been caused by Liv traveling to another world, the ground continued to rumble every couple of hours. It was getting warmer, too. Los Angeles was always hot in August, but temperatures didn't usually climb quite this fast during the day. Even in the air-conditioned hospital, the fabric of Shannon's slinky t-shirt clung to her back. She closed the blinds again. Inside the small room, it was dark and quiet. Merrick lay still on the hospital bed, his thin, lanky frame nearly edging off the small cot. The top of his head was wrapped in gauze, and the right side of his face was a dark bruise. Merrick was being treated for smoke inhalation, a concussion, and a gash on his collarbone that needed 12 stitches. But that bruise on his face was maybe the worst, a nasty gif from when Cedric, Merrick's friend, enemy, and leader, had smashed Merrick's face into the ground repeatedly for what turned out to be no reason at all. Merrick was still unconscious, leaving Shannon alone to parse through everything that had happened in the past day while the world outside fell apart. That her best friend, Liv, calm, steady, annoyingly organized Liv, was secretly some kind of scroll who had the ability to open portals to another world through the power of a back tattoo, of all things, was ridiculous enough. That Liv had befriended a group of runaway royals from said other world and was also on the run from monsters and knights and who knew what else, it was a lot for Shannon to keep track of. Like, a whole lot. It was almost too much to be believed if Shannon hadn't been an actual witness to all of it. She still felt maybe she was insane or dreaming. But all she had to do was part the blinds of the hospital room to see the sky and know that the craziness was real and far from over. Whatever was going on outside, it had something to do with the portals and with Liv. But Liv wasn't around to fix things right now, and Shannon couldn't follow or even call her. She doubted the magical other world, whose name she could barely pronounce, had Verizon cell towers. Liv had left her behind. Left her to deal with this whole mess. Not that Shannon had any idea what to do. She'd stayed with Merrick the day before, like she promised Liv she would. But right after she'd gone home for a much-needed nap and shower, everything went to hell.